Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Will Carroll, of course, our injury expert, Under the Knife columnist at undertheknife.substack.com, or you can just Google Under the Knife and get his weekly newsletter, UTK, Under the Knife newsletter, emailed to you as well. He joins us on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Will, the Falcons play on Monday night. Is it really significant to get that extra day of rest or recovery when you're hurt?
Yeah, it really is. We've seen situations where players that wouldn't have played on Sunday can play on Monday. That extra day really does mean something. Of course, it always means there's a short week following that, usually. You'll see that with teams that are playing on Thursday. A guy who couldn't have played Thursday, could have played Sunday. The funny thing is, when you talk to players, and I'm sure you guys have heard this before, players don't tend to really complain about the short week, but they'll compliment the heck out of the fact that they get an extra couple days the following week. So those Thursday games, I think, kind of even out. The Monday games, I think, because we're watching those more, at least it feels like it, is that one or two times you get somebody back that wouldn't have played, it feels a little bigger.
So let's talk about that and how guys are. Julio Jones didn't play last week. That means he'll be about 15 days between the last time he was out there. How long does it take? I guess it depends, on, obviously, Will, on the severity, of course, for a hamstring to heal here. But I also think that I'm guessing that the NFL guys have, you know, methods of treatment that are, you know, far superior to what, you know, Joe Sixpack and I had when we had our hamstring injuries. So, you know, you're thinking that he might be able to go? Is that something that could happen?
Yeah, there's a chance. You know, he has a grade 2 strain. There's nothing really special about it. What's unusual, and I'll have a lot more details on this in today's newsletter at Under the Knife, is that Julio has played through these for so long. You know, he's had a lot of foot injuries. He's had a lot of ankle injuries. He always seems to be banged up, but he's been able to use his extreme physicality to just work through them. 90% of Julio was better than pretty much everybody else. So a garden variety grade 2 hamstring strain puts him down. But yeah, he is human after all. And this is one of those where he just hasn't been able to work through it. The other thing is, for maybe the first time in his career, he's got great options around him. They don't have to push him through this. And I think that contributed a lot to last week. So we'll see over practice the next couple of days whether he's going to play. I don't think they'll run it right up to game time. The extra day does help, so we'll have to see where that goes and where he fits back in. You know, the curious thing is Calvin Ridley has been great. Is he the number two still, or you know, is the student becoming the master?
No, it's a good question, Hugh. I mean, we saw that, you know, transition from Roddy White to Julio Jones. And, you know, and at some point we transition from Julio to Calvin Ridley. I agree.
Yeah, and it's no question that Cal Ridley looked like he's going to be a special player. Speaking of special player, Grady Jarrett, he left the game early on Sunday. Any update on his injury?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a real question mark for him because, you know, first off, you've got so much size that you've got to deal with. When you put something on that hip, it's going to be really interesting to see how he comes back. We don't really have any update on what, you know, certainly we don't get to see what they're doing in between the game and the practices. But this one does worry me because he's got to have so much explosion. there's not many players like him. I mean, Aaron Donald, and that's pretty much it. If you're talking about players who really play that kind of position with that kind of explosion. So if he's not able to get off the ball and get that amazing first step, that's really going to hurt what he does. Without that, he can go out and play. We don't know that yet, but you know, I'm saying if he doesn't have that full explosion, he would just be an ordinary player. And that, you know, that's better than nothing, but it wouldn't be what we're used to seeing from him.
You know, I have a question about that, Will, and I want you to jump in on this, but it's also kind of to Hugh, because you can speak to this. When it comes to a hip for that position, you were talking about a guy in a three-point stance as opposed to, you know, standing up, you know, and how much that really plays into, you know, the, you know, exacerbating a hip situation when you have your hand in the dirt.
John, it's not only that. John, you're talking about two and three people that you're trying to block. Or coming at you at all times where you're doing a lot of twist and turn and a whole lot of movements down there. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, exactly. I think he was exactly right. The question is, how do you move? You know, hip hinges are one of the basic building blocks of sport. And you add in twisting, you add in any sort of muscular injury, you add in the fact that, you know, in general, there's going to be imbalances, but injury exacerbates that as well. It's a very, very difficult one for any sort of player to get through, but especially one whose first move is often predicated on that explosive hip hinge.
Packers fans want to know about their team, too, and since we're playing them, let's update them. Devontae Adams didn't play last week, and Christian Kirksey looks like he might be out for a while, Will.
Yeah, exactly. So with both of those, Devontae Adams is an interesting case. We'll have to see exactly where he fits in. He was close. You know, anytime you see a guy where they call it a game-time decision, sometimes it's not. So those decisions are often made Friday. But they were really close letting him out there. So knowing that he's getting that extra day, that he was out there and close last week, certainly bodes well for this week.
Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, there's a little bit of speculation that he might start this week. Any update on his status?
Yeah, it doesn't look that way. The high ankle sprain is the injury du jour. You know, we're dealing with that. Michael Thomas might be back this week. Christian McCaffrey won't be. But Jimmy Garoppolo just doesn't have the kind of motion that he needs. I mean, he's not a running quarterback. You're not going to mistake him for Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson. But you have to be able to run for your life a little bit if you're a quarterback. And right now, he just can't. That stable base isn't there. The other thing is, Nick Mullins hasn't been bad. Now, there's a lot of people that aren't convinced Garoppolo is going to be anything more than a good enough quarterback, kind of Trent Dilfering his way to the Super Bowl. But you can't do that if you're hobbling around. So I think they're going to give Nick Mullins another week, give Jimmy Garoppolo an extra week at least to heal up and see where this goes.
We were talking earlier, Will Carroll is our injury expert, Under the Knife columnist, undertheknife.substack.com, or you can just Google Under the Knife, brought to you by johnsonallday.com. We were talking earlier, the NFLPA has come out, and I wanted to ask you your opinion, Will. And the NFLPA has come out now and said, because of the rash of injuries, they want the NFL to ban all turf fields and to go to strictly grass fields league-wide. Do you think that is a smart move, or do you think the NFL will agree to that? How do you see this playing out?
You know, I was talking to some people this week about whether there's actually some scientific evidence on this. You know, when we take a look at certain fields, turf or grass, they tend to be worse. And that comes down to preparation. You know, Lucas Oil Field has long been thought to be one of the worst. They changed turfs, and it's gotten a little bit better, but not really. It's one of the few stadiums that's not crowned, even though it's got a roof over it. It's flat because it was designed for conventions, not football. So we've seen that. You know, MetLife has brand new turf, and people are saying it didn't get broken in properly. And honestly, I don't know what goes into breaking in turf. You know, it's carpeting. I'm so used to thinking of it in that term. You see, you get new carpet to your house, they come in, they roll it down. You don't have to walk on it for 2 weeks before it's ready, but artificial turf is different. I think the problem is, you know, in most cases, you just can't have turf unless we're going to go to this system that we're seeing in Las Vegas, and there's questions about that, and certainly no history to it. There's no way to put grass in dome stadiums. I just don't know how you do it in a place like the Superdome, which is older, renovated, but older. I don't know how that's going to work. I think what we need to figure out is, why are we having all these problems? Let's take a really hard look at the science behind it and see if there's anything different. For years, I've had, and this comes back to Julio Jones, when he had his Jones fracture, was the one that really did this. I think it's the shoes. I think we've got to get, you know, the shoe companies on board with this. They've gotten so light, so fast, and so sticky that there's just more force. If something's got to give, it's not going to be the turf. It's seldom the shoes. It's often the human body that's the weak link in that chain.
Hmm. I hadn't thought about that. All right. Well, that's interesting. So we'll monitor this. I know the San Francisco 49ers, as Hugh was talking about Jimmy Garoppolo, are really angry because they're blaming that turf in MetLife Stadium.
Everybody's always been blaming the turf, John. That's why I was like, you know, I played my damn near my whole career on turf, and luckily for me, I didn't have any, you know, real serious injuries. But, yeah, that's why I couldn't answer the question for you.
Yeah, well, you played on concrete.
Oh, yeah, I mean, concrete is bad.
I did talk to a company this week that says, you know, when you're watching players, you guys might know about these workload monitors, the GPS monitors that a lot of the teams are wearing. The workload is about 18% higher on turf in general than it is on regular. Now, that's practice. So when guys are doing the same drills they're doing on grass, it's about 18% higher, which I found fairly interesting.
All right. So Will Carroll, Under the Knife at underthenife.substack.com, our injury expert. We always appreciate his insight. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
Thanks, guys.
And, of course, joining us on the WayForward.com hotline, Will Carroll is always brought to you by JohnsonAllDay.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.